You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, welcome back, everyone. I'm glad you decided to tune in to the Simple Truth Radio Show. I would like to start a series today, and I'm calling it, Are You a Practicing Communist? I would guess that over 99% of each and everyone listening to us today are practicing communists. Some people would call those fighting words, and I admit I'm not too happy to be called one either. Drop by the public library and pick me up a copy of the Communist Manifesto and start reading what it actually says, because I'm going to propose that while most people don't consider themselves practicing communists, they don't know what it is that communists practice. If you've never read the Communist Manifesto, how would you know if you're a communist or not? I said back in the a few decades ago, making that accusation of somebody would be fighting words. They'd be wanting to punch you in the nose. Let's talk about this for a minute. And what does this have to do with the Bible anyway? Well, I'm going to explain all that. And before we're done with this series, I'll tie it all in and show you how this is a biblical subject. But in 1848, Karl Marx, at the age of 30, entered a competition that was sponsored by the International Socialist Union of Paris, France. His submission was the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, and he won it. So the rest, as they say, is history. The first plank to the Communist Manifesto is relatively simple. Abolition of property in land and application of all rents of land to public purposes. Well, let's take a look at what we have in America today. In fact, let's take a look at what we have in Knoxville. In the United States, in general, 16% of state land is public land. It is held in trust by either the state or the federal government. And if you want to use that land, you've got to go to the appropriate agency and rent it or pay royalties on anything you remove or usage fees from paying your usage fees. If all you want to do is, for example, camping or whatever you want to do, there are fees for using this land. This money goes to the agency's treasury and from there to the state and federal treasury. In addition to the rental on public lands, there is rental called taxes on private property. And using Knoxville as our example, if 16% is public land, then 84% must be private land, right? Well, wrong. The state levies a property tax on such private land, and if you don't pay, you lose the land. Sounds like the term property owner really means property renter. The conclusion is clear. We've lost our right to property in land and allodial freehold, and we've been reduced to nothing more than feudal serfs on the land, living on the king's land and paying our land use fees in the form of taxes. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It is produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com.